بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد. عن ابي هريره رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قاربوا وسددوا واعلموا انه لن ينجو احد منكم بعمله. قالوا ولا انت يا رسول الله؟ قال ولا انا الا يتغمدني الله برحمه منه وفضل. رواه مسلم. Continuing with the hadith which we began a few days ago, Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that adopt istiqamat, persevere, and adopt moderation, and know and understand that none of you will gain salvation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala primarily through His actions. What is very, very important, my respected brothers, when listening to the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is to try and understand that what is the message. On the one hand, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructs us that persevere on amal, continue endeavoring to be engaged in the ibadat and the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and carrying out the injunctions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And with that, immediately, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, do amal and know and understand that your amal is not primarily going to give you salvation. So the question we should be asking ourselves is that what is the message? What is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cautioning us about? What is he telling us? On one hand, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, do amal, and then he says, your amal primarily is not going to give you salvation. So one important lesson that we learn from this is like we find in another hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam where he said, fa'amalu. He said, fa'amalu, do amal, wa antum min Allahi ala hadar, and know and understand that Allah is looking at you. And you will be taken to task, you will have to answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One very important lesson that we learn from this is, ulama caution us. We find that there are two types of pride. One is the pride which is apparent, that is the pride of a person's arrogance. Person has wealth, or a person is very well advantaged over others. So he begins to look down upon others because of his wealth, because of his affluence, because of his advantage. Ulama say this type of pride is something that can be treated. Why? Because it is apparent. You can see this person is proud, wearing a fancy suit, driving a fancy car, he thinks he's somebody. So this type of pride is apparent and it can be treated. There is another type of pride, which ulama say is a hidden pride and is worse than the first type of pride. And this pride is what we call ujb. The Arabic term for it, used for it is ujb. And what is that pride? That is the pride of one's piety. Person is practicing upon deen. And gradually, if he's not careful, he begins to think, mashallah, I am muttaqi, I am very pious. I have done lot of good deeds. And then he starts looking down upon others. They say this type of pride is far more dangerous than the first type of pride. So towards this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is cautioning us that you are practicing upon deen, but know and understand that primarily it is not your actions that are going to get you salvation. Do not feel now that mashallah, I'm very muttaqi, I'm doing a lot of amal, so now my jannat is guaranteed and it gives me the right to look down upon others. Do not become arrogant. Constantly fear, be concerned. What amal I am doing, is it worthy of being presented to Allah? On the basis of this amal, can I expect that Allah is going to make my maghfirat? We find mentioned in the hadith that one occasion, Jibreel alayhi salam came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he informed him and he said that, ya Rasulullah, amongst the Bani Israel, there was one person. He made Allah's ibadat for 1,000 years. And it's mentioned in other riwayat that he made Allah's ibadat in such a way that this person chose a place of complete solitude where no one knew, on some island somewhere, in total solitude, completely alone, in isolation. So that there was no question of pride. There was no question of showing off, of riyakari. Complete mukhlis, with complete ikhlas, complete sincerity, without showing off, in isolation. 1,000 years this person made ibadat. On the day of judgment, Jibreel informed Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that this person will be brought before Allah. And Allah will say to him that, O my banda, must I give you my jannat because of my mercy or because of your amal and actions? So this person will respond, he will blurt out that, ya Allah, if I'm getting jannat because of your mercy, What about my 1,000 years of rigors? What about my 1,000 years of mujahada? What about my 1,000 years of amal and ibadat and worship? So Allah Ta'ala will instruct the malaika that take this person close to Jahannam. And as they come closer and closer to Jahannam, the heat of Jahannam will be such that this person will start becoming more and more and more thirsty. Till eventually, there will be thorns in his throat. He will be gasping. Then the angel will present a bowl of water to him. That, do you want this water? He will say, yes. They say, this water is not for free. This water is not for free. There is a price tag. What is the price tag? 500 years of ibadat. This person gladly will give the 500 years of ibadat and he will drink the water. To some extent his thirst will have been appeased, quenched a little bit. Then he will be taken even closer to Jahannam. Again the thirst, again on the brink of starvation. Then another bowl of water presented. Again he will reach out for it. It will be said, no, it's not for free. There is a payment, there is a charge. What is the charge? 500 years of ibadat. Gladly he will give that. He will drink the water. Then he will be brought back in front of Allah. And now Allah will say to him, that you want my jannat on the basis of what? Your ibadat is finished. Two bowls of water, 1,000 years of ibadat you paid. Now you want jannat on the basis of what? At this time this person will acknowledge and he will say, Ya Allah, give me jannat through your rahmat. Give me jannat through your mercy. Inna batsha rabbika la shadeed. Innahu huwa yubdi wa yu'eed. وَهُوَ الْغَفُورُ الْوَدُودُ ذُو الْعَرْشِ الْمَجِيدِ فَعَالٌ لِمَا يُرِيدُ فَعَالٌ لِمَا يُرِيدُ. Allah does as He wants to do. No one can question Allah. No one has any right over Allah. No one can determine or demand anything from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 1,000 years of ibadat you made, yes. Who gave you the air to breathe? Who gave you the eyes to see? Who gave you the hands to grasp? Who gave you the tawfiq to make that ibadat? In whose control was your heart? Who accepted that ibadat from you? Who created circumstances that were conducive for you to worship Him? All this Allah gave you. It's not your amal. It's not your amal primarily. It is Allah's rahmat. It is Allah's mercy. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, then Allah ta'ala will say to this person, Jibreel alayhi salam informs Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then Allah will say to him that now enter Jannat through my rahmat and through my mercy. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, persevere on amal. But do not become proud. Be afraid. Do not become proud. Be afraid. Be concerned. Allah has given you the tawfiq. Is Allah accepting it? What will be my eventual outcome? On what basis can I look down upon others? So he said, persevere and know and understand that you will not primarily gain salvation through your amal. When Sahaba Ikram hear this, when they hear this, immediately they ask one question to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What is the question? They say, Wala anta ya Rasulallah. Wala anta ya Rasulallah. O Nabi of Allah, you are saying that none of us will gain salvation primarily through our amal. What about you? Does this apply to you also? Does this apply to you also? There is a very large section, my respected brothers, amongst us who have this mindset that do whatever you want to do. Do whatever sins you want to do. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sifarish, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's intercession, and your jannat is guaranteed. This type of mindset is the mindset of the Christians. That Isa alayhi salam died for our sins. The concept of atonement. Islam does not have this mindset. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sifarish is there. It is haq. But in whose favor it is, we don't know. It is not a license to disobey Allah. Of the daughters of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ruqayya, Umme Kulsum, Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, of the four daughters of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the one that he loved the most was Fatima. Yet, and Fatima, how much basharat and glad tidings, when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told her that you are going to be the queen of the women of Jannah. Yet, on one occasion, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam cautions Fatima. Understand this, my respected brothers. He cautions Fatima radiallahu anha. Ya Fatima binti Muhammad, anqidhi nafsaki minan nar, fa inni la ugni anki minallahi shay'a. That, O Fatima, do not be deceived that you are the daughter of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You also have to do amal. You also have to make effort to save yourself from Jahannam. Because if the decision of Jahannam comes from Allah for you, I cannot save you from Jahannam. La ugni anki minallahi shay'a. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying this to his own daughter. Why Taliman for the Ummah, to teach the Ummah? So Sahaba asked this question that, Ya Rasulullah, you also will not gain Jannah through your Amal. He said, Wala Anta, Wala Anan. I also. So even more important lesson for us to learn, that if Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying, I need the rahmat and mercy of Allah, primarily through my amal, I will not get Jannah, how can we ever become proud about our amal? How can we ever become proud about our neki and our piety? What gives us the justification and right to look down upon others, or to feel that I am more pious than the next person? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying, I also. Another important lesson we learn from this, my respected brothers, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam could have just said this, that persevere on amal, and know and understand that you will not gain salvation through your amal, and could have ended there. But Sahaba Ikram asked the question, Wala Anta, you also, O Nabi of Allah. Then he said, myself also, Illa an yataghammadani Allahu bi rahmatihi, except that Allah's rahmat and mercy does not rain down upon me, I also will not gain salvation. One important lesson we learned from this was the shauq and inclination that the Sahaba of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had to acquire the knowledge of deen. That they would ask questions, and through the barakah and blessing of this question at this juncture that they asked Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, so many more lessons we learn from the response of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So this asking questions, provided they are good questions and the intention behind it is correct, is one very great sunnah of the Sahaba of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as a means of which great section of our Shariat we were given, and many, many issues were addressed through the questions that the Sahaba asked Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So from this we learn also that we should also have a questioning mind. But like I said, good questions, appropriate questions, not unnecessary things. We should have a questioning mind and question. Allah Ta'ala says, فَسَأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ, ask the people of knowledge, إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ, if you do not have knowledge. Allah gives tawfiq.